From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor, reading Nightwalker, Book Number 2, Into the Clear, by John Randolph Bryce. Now, let's begin with Into the Clear. Chapter 1. There were two of them, armed with... They were too far away for him to be sure what weapons they carried. Rifles, he thought, although they might have been shotguns. They'd been following him all afternoon, and now that it was dusk, they were creeping closer, obviously thinking to jump him once night fell and their prey settled down to sleep. Wolf grunted. These two obviously didn't know him. His eyes had been damaged by the months he had spent deep underground following the nuclear war that had erupted, pitting the United States against North Korea, China, and India. Now he had difficulty seeing in daylight, although wearing a pair of welding goggles allowed him to manage that. But at night, he could see perfectly, very much like someone with normal vision saw on a slightly overcast day. Wolf went through the motions of setting up a campsite, even though his intention when he stopped here was only to have something to eat and then put miles behind him during the comfortable night hours. His habit, now that he was traveling alone, was to sleep through the morning and early afternoon, then begin walking again. These two caught up with him this afternoon, not long after he woke, and started hiking. There was something about the stalkers. He shook his head. He wasn't sure. Surely he couldn't know them. The only person he knew in this part of the country was Reba Crane, and he'd already returned her to the clear area where her family was. Wolf smiled a little when he thought about Reba. She'd been a captive when he found her, and it pleased him to think that she was free again, and by now should be reunited with her husband and family.